I will sponsor a university lecturer, and I know that universities and institutions of learning stand for objectivity, impartiality, the disinterested pursuit of truth, the pursuit of knowledge, rationality, everything you've got to leave behind you, sir. I'm also aware that a lot of people think that politics is today too small to deal with the big issues. I think a lot of people also feel, like Shelley said about his mother-in-law, that we've lost the art of communication, but not, alas, the gift of speech. And perhaps some of you feel like Keynes felt about politicians, but he said it was the survival of the unfittest. But I want to talk this evening about some of the big issues that concern me. I want to talk about what happened during the global financial crisis. I want to suggest there are a number of lessons that we can learn. And I want to also suggest that there are things that we've got to do now, immediately, urgently, not just as a national community, but as a world community. You know, I was in Washington a year or two ago, and there was a huge group of demonstrators who were outside the International Monetary Fund building. And I walked across and I looked at these demonstrators and their banners. And one banner really struck me. It said, "Worldwide Campaign Against Globalization." It's a bit like the French anti-globalizers campaign in 2009, which said no to 2010. But it got me thinking about what are the issues that we have got to deal with. The pace and the speed and the scope of global change has made millions of people more prosperous. It's given people more opportunities than they've ever dreamed of before. It's increased, in most countries at least, people's life expectancy. It's made it possible for people to benefit from technological change. It's cut by half in only the last 10 or 15 years, the price of technical computers and other goods like that. It's cut by half the price of clothes that people get because of their production in a mass way in China and Asia. But there's really four problems that the global changes that we face raise for all of us. And four problems that, if they are not dealt with, leave the world unable to plan and chart its future. Four problems that I think we're going to have to deal with, and I want to talk about them over the next few weeks. The first is, of course, the environment. That globalization has revealed the problems that we face with climate change, with pollution, and how we must act if we're going to avoid, in many countries, particularly island countries, climate change refugees, climate change evacuees. And I want to deal with that in another talk that I'll give during the course of the next few weeks. The second problem is obviously inequality and poverty, because we know that while the vast majority of people have benefited from the global changes we've seen, it's also the case that at least 1 billion people are living on less than $1 a day. It's the case that 75 million children, you'd think in 2010 we could have done better, 75 million children are not going to school around the world. 1 in 8 mothers are dying in childbirth in Sierra Leone, and 500,000 mothers die unnecessarily in what should be the happiest moment of their life, becoming the saddest and tragic moment for their family. So we know that globalization has left with us a huge problem of inequality that always existed, but people are more aware of the consequences of what that means. And then the next problem that I think globalization raises with us is to whom we are responsible. Global change raises the question. The Treaty of Versailles said the self-determination of nations was the most important thing to safeguard. Now we know that we have a responsibility not just to securing the freedom of individual countries, and that is still a huge issue, but we've got a responsibility to people behind borders who may themselves be victims of torture or abuse, the denial of their human rights.